to Wolfpack Woman. I'm Denise, and today we have Susie with us. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Another part of the Wolfpack, yes.
Exactly. So we thought we'd talk about dogs. Sounds a bit random, but over lockdown, there's been a high surge of people getting dogs, and the cost of dogs have gone up. And it's not just the purchasing of dogs, it's been the, I'm trying to say, is the evolution or the relationship between a dog and its owner. And how, for Susie, because obviously you've got a dog and you're going to talk about your dog experience, how that has affected you. I mean, we were going to get a dog, but then we lost out on a dog. I even know where I'm going with this.
So let's start.
I feel like I've got quite a few points. I'm just trying to blurt out in a one-hour. But yeah.
We were talking about puppies, weren't we? Because he's a puppy.
Yeah.
He's a puppy. And then we got onto this conversation about, oh my gosh, since lockdown, everybody seems to be talking about dogs and puppies. And I said, we need to be mindful because the connection between human and a pet has got to be as one, if that makes sense. But we don't do that because we're so different. We're humans and they're a pet. So we get into this, why, for instance, why have I bought a dog? Why have I bought a puppy? Well, I'm not a dog person, right? The truth is my hubby loves dogs, right? And I was in resistance of having a dog for all these years because I'm just not a dog person. You know that feeling.
Yeah.
Now, he loves dogs. He's always had dogs, but for 30 years, he's not had a dog because he's been with me. And I just thought, you know what? It's really unfair for a person to work all their life and pay bloody bills and not enjoy life. So get yourself a dog. We can do this together. Well, although we were doing it together and I knew that he would look at my face and think she doesn't want one, I got him to go out, just get his puppy, bring it home and let's take it from there. Now, when I seen him, adorable as he is, I thought, yeah, okay, but keep your distance, mate, because... So, but the honest truth in that is it stirred up a lot of my insides, a lot of stuff that I hadn't dealt with about me. Is that right, isn't it, to say that we need this connection to be a safe connection, not only for the pet, but for yourself? So you need to ask yourself these questions that when the dog is coming, and he is a pet, he's a joy, something was stirring up inside of me and I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this, I can't handle this. So my fear got built up and so did my anxiety because I didn't know what the hell was going on with the inside of me. The dog is a puppy, he's doing his own thing. He's coming to our house, he doesn't know nothing about us, like we don't know nothing about him, so we need to start from scratch. But all this stuff comes up and it's for us to keep inquiring with ourselves about what the hell's happening with me and not being afraid to ask for support or find out what's happening. I think we buy them just on a whim. Like for 2 weeks, it was great. I fetched, I did everything. And then I kept shooting down because I wasn't dealing with how I was feeling within me.
But I think a lot of people get puppies like for Christmas and stuff. And then there's a lot, like, I don't think people realize the responsibility. It's like having another child. I don't think I realized it until I looked after one when I was living in Sydney like 10 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like this is like a child. I didn't have any children then. And then after that, it was, it did feel easier, but yeah, it was, nothing kind of came up for me at that time other than feeling like I wasn't ready to have children. That was the one thing that came up. But when I was pregnant with my second one and my next door neighbor had puppies, and one of the puppies I had saved from, but it was the runt of the litter, and the vet had said to my neighbor, oh, you can't, this dog's not going to make it. And she sent me a message saying, oh, blah, 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 Sky's not going to make it. And I just came around straight away and I was like, that's nonsense, just keep feeding it. And I just made her feed it, and then, you know, the dog didn't die. And so she was like, oh my God, like was so happy about that, obviously. And she was like trying to palm the dog off on me. Like she couldn't have the dog. She's got two dogs anyway, but then was wanting the dog to be nearby because she'd got so attached to it. And so she would leave the dog with me. And I was just like, there was nothing. I couldn't, it's weird how like, she was like, do you not just love the dog? And I was like, it's cute. I don't know what you mean by love. Like I genuinely didn't understand like the whole concept of like loving a dog. I was never brought up with dogs. I always kind of loved like puppies are cute. But after seeing all the puppies that she was breeding, I was just like, oh my God, such a mess. I found it quite stressful at the time. And then obviously during lockdown, we tried to get a puppy and then it kind of fell through, but that's another story. And I was ready to give that love. And so for you, I don't think you maybe even processed what having a dog meant, first of all. I think that's a big thing. And I don't think a lot of people do process.
Yeah, and I think you're so right, Denise, because people don't think of it as anything. I mean, we see it, we hear about it every Christmas, but because of the pandemic this year, everybody is paying a bit more attention. But every year we see it at Christmas, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas, because they get it as a Christmas gift. They use all their energy to play, they're cute, they're whatever. Do whatever, then afterwards they're bored as fuck and they need to let you know that they are bored. I mean, you are so right when you say a puppy is like having kids. My kids are in their 20s, right? So for me, I've gone right back to like, you know, at the beginning it's great, posing pictures and putting them on Facebook because, oh my gosh, and my lads must be so pleased that they're in their 20s because Ollie's tooth has come out, Ollie this, Ollie that. I'm treating him like a baby. And this is what we got to remember. He is not a baby. He is a dog. He is a puppy. And I think you're so right. I think something needs to come out there for people to, number one, just be mindful and be honest with yourself. Why are you getting a dog? Now, I know for me, I purely did it for my husband because I don't believe he's got to work and pay bills for the rest of his life. He needs that enjoyment. He loves puppies. And for me, I just thought the dog's for me. So for me, although we haven't had one for ages, I was ready to receive him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because all the rest of the times I've rejected it, you know. Now I know he's a handful. And I mean, he is a handful. He is like having a baby. You know, 24/7, he's on your mind. But even think to yourself what is natural for you and what isn't natural for you, because all this inside stuff about fear was how I was living in life, fear of the unknown, fear of the, and the dog's really great to bring you back into the now, because that's what dogs do. Dogs are about the now creatures. They keep you grounded, they keep you in check, but it's how do you truly feel?
Yeah, and so what kind of emotions did you go through? Because I remember you mentioning just that the puppy being in your space a lot of the time, and I kind of felt that, you know, when I first had Ozzy, which I was just like, oh my God, I just need my own space, and that I found that really stressful. And as soon as I accepted it, it was easy. Have you been able to go past that? Does that?
Yes, yeah, because obviously I question a lot of my things. I question myself anyway a lot of the time. But I'm like that, and I'm getting into that place of knowing that it's good for me to question myself. So when you think about when he first came, I was okay, but I was on edge. I was really on edge. But I showed Paddy that, yeah, he was a lovely dog, because believe me, I wouldn't have been able to cope if he was shitting and pissing all over the house, to be fair. And that's going to be honest. That's really true. But he's not doing that. He's almost 6 months old. His name and everything was picked for him. So we're just making this home for him. And I've got to say, when I first, I couldn't really sleep. I had sleepless nights because I was so scared. I was petrified. There was something inside of me that was really, really scared. But I think it was more of a trust issue about me.
What were you scared about? Like, what was keeping you up?
Oh, gosh, just the fear of having a pet. probably it was taking responsibility of something else and thinking, oh my gosh, my life's really changed. Do you know that? You know, when you say about a baby, it's like, you know, when you have a baby and you're left in that hospital, this is for first time owners of being a parent. And you get that. That's the only way I can describe it, is when I was in hospital and my husband had to go home and I was left. And it was such a lonely place, and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm responsible now for somebody else too. It was that kind of feeling I had with the dog. It was the same feeling, because your life has changed. And anybody that says your life doesn't change, it does. You're changing all the time. But that's a big impact of having this change of a baby into your life and having to take that responsibility. You are now an owner of another human being. So that's the same feeling I had when I had Ollie, when Ollie came into our lives. And I was having sleepless nights like, oh my gosh, I only went on a cruise last year. I'll never be able to do that again. honest. But it's, you know, the more you're honest with yourself and talking about it, it just is so much better. And I think it's so important that we let people know that a dog is not just for Christmas. A dog is not just for the pandemic, because now everybody seems to have a dog, and then you're leaving them and they've got that anxiety, that separation, you know?
Yeah. I think it's the sense of responsibility is quite great when you start experiencing responsibility. And by that, I mean, like, just being an adult. So it's going to sound really weird, but, and I guess when you get used to it, it's fine. So for example, I remember signing for my first mortgage when we were like 27, we bought a flat in London, and just signing my life away, I was like, oh my God. But I just felt that, like, I literally felt like scared, but anxious. And to be honest, like, now I don't even know why, but I guess it was the responsibility of paying the mortgage, even though the mortgage was cheaper than our rent.
But if you think about life in general, Denise, you know, we are taught that up until the age of 18, you've got a schedule, you've got some kind of structure in life of where you're going to go, what you're going to do. And if you've been brought in, that change is a good thing. We start to change, we start to do stuff. But there's a lot of people that don't like change. They don't like, yet things are changing all around you, but they don't want to change.
Yeah, but so this, but even with this though, like, I've been wanting like a flat, maybe like a property portfolio, like, since I was like 17, 18. So when I actually get the chance, why was I being scared about it? It didn't make sense.
Although something probably within you or your subconscious was telling you it's a bad thing. And that's what we don't take notice of, do we? That there's more to you than just saying it as it is.
Yeah, but I guess the point is, like, whatever it is, you can change it. So,
yes.
Like, and one of the things I actually learned the other day was, like, cats are spiritual, but apparently dogs, they take on the emotions of the their owner.
Household, yes,
yeah,
they do.
Which is what I thought, because I didn't realize that they took that energy on, which explains, which was told to me that that's the reason why they end up with cancers and stuff and they die, because they are taking on board their owner's, like, negative energy. I've done sessions where the dog has come over and then instantly the client has touched, stroked the dog, and their energy had, like, their rate of emotion has gone down. But I didn't realize it was because they were an energy vampire as such, without, in the negative sense, negative for themselves, positive for the person. So I thought that was quite sad. So it's so important to clear your emotional baggage when it comes to having a dog. Like, you have to come from a really open.
But who does? Who does that?
Exactly.
Who does that? Nobody knows that. No. Yeah. But that, you're so right, because that's what was happening to me. That was what was happening to me. I had to wake up to this, oh, it's about change, it's all good for me. So, but there's parts of me that were just saying, this ain't right, this isn't. So they're the parts that I had to work with. But who does that when they buy a dog?
But I think you were really good at like noticing your awareness to it was like every day it was something different, but it was like you knew that the dog was mirroring you. It's not like you're blaming the dog at all.
Yeah.
And you could tell that. And how long has it been? 5 weeks since you've had the dog, Ollie?
Five, six weeks, Ollie. Yeah.
And so what would you say? How much of a growth would you say that you've had in the last 5 weeks just having the pup around?
If you can be mindful and just be, because I tell you what, you could easily give up. I mean, my husband was saying to me that if it's too much, Susie, because obviously he wanted it to improve all our lives. And he kept saying to me that if it's not working, we'll give him up because you like working, you like doing stuff from home. And I says, look, that's not even an option now, not for me, because I know what it's like not to be wanted. Mm. We have to put these things into practice. He's here for us for a reason. I'm a big believer in that too. Yeah. So I think if people just are just honest with each other, and, you know, even if you've got families, just be mindful and ask each other and be honest with each other. And we don't tend to do that. And the dog will mirror you. The dog will mirror you. So if the dog is finding something uncomfortable, it's because he's picked up something from you that's uncomfortable. So you're just going to have to accept it in that moment. And
actually to find out how many dogs actually turn on to their owners. Like, you know, you hear of like random dog attacks and then the dog has to get put down. I wonder how much.
I don't believe. I seriously now, I always said this anyway, but after even having a pup, is that I know that any pet that you have, that you've chose to have, they do not become aggressive and whatever just by themselves. Something's happened. It's like, you know, Ollie's cowered under the table. Something may have happened to him. But if I act the same way with him, he's going to bark and go ballistic at me. So I have to turn my back and then go back. But think of how rush we've been in life, that we can't slow down. And because we can't slow down, we're pushing and pulling this pup all over the place when the pup doesn't want to do it. So you've got to be really, I mean, Ollie's not wanted to go for a walk with me for quite a while, and I've left it now so that Paddy does that. That's their bonding time. For me, let's just see what happens. I'll chuck him in the garden for half an hour, know that he's got some fresh air and he can run, he can do whatever. But you really got to be mindful of, especially look at pups when you want to go in to have a pup. Is he going to be the one that wants to chill out all the time? Or is he going to be, because Ollie really is a working dog in my eyes. He is so intelligent that if I don't keep it up, maybe he needs a job somewhere because he needs that for him.
Yeah. Well, actually the dogs we were going to get were working pups, and the lady was the first time she was breeding them. And we actually went to choose the pup, but we didn't choose it. We were like really conscious about letting the pup choose us. And there was quite a few that, you know, we chose, like if it wasn't because there was like somebody else had put, you know, their name on the list for something, the ones that we liked. And obviously we were really gutted when it kind of fell through. But they ended up all getting sold to the police for a lot of money. And it's almost like the like slave trade.
Yeah.
Pups have come, like apparently 1 in 4 puppies, they say, are from puppy farms, which is, you know, really, really.
And we've got to be mindful. We don't even see it in humans, do we? This trafficking and stuff like that. But the same is happening to dogs. People, I mean, we bought ours as a pet because that's what I believe dogs are. And it's up to you then to decide that if he's a working dog, shall I see if the police want him or something like that? You don't just make decisions. I don't believe, but there is a trade. We have this thing that it's all about money, and that's what people are doing. And it's so unfortunate when it's about money, because you see with kids, how many kids are working and don't get money? You know, how many things are happening? Sex trafficking. Trafficking is huge.
It's a big thing in the world.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it in the dog thing, but it does make me mad now that when people say to me, oh, is he a working dog? Is he a pedigree? Is he whatever? no, he's my dog. He's a part of my family. That's what I want. I don't want a dog that's going out earning cash or whatever. That's not the whole point. And that's the whole point of people. But unfortunately, there are people that think like that.
Is that Ollie there? Rustling.
Yeah, that's, yes, he's just, yeah. Let's see if we can get Ollie into the picture, but he's just so much like me. He'll do what he wants when he wants. That's it. He's curled up again. I don't want to speak. And that's great. Have a bit of respect for your dog. Because don't forget, we also have people that want to control their dogs, and they become more of a bully without realizing it because they have to be in charge.
But then I guess, like, because, you know, we were talking about that, like, because they can feel like the alpha in the family, and so putting that in their place. But there are ways in which to do it, and I think some of the tactics that I've heard and seen, like slapping noses and all that sort of thing, is pretty grim. But there are ways to communicate with dogs, and they're highly intelligent, aren't they? Like, how have you been able to I guess assert some sort of
I think at the beginning, because I was edgy myself, so be mindful and have a word with yourselves, because you're only going to know by the way you're behaving. So if I'm up and about and I couldn't sit still, I just couldn't sit still. So Ollie's not going to sit still, right? So I noticed that. And then I did notice at times, like, oh my gosh, why are you? And he doesn't understand your language. All he knows is body language. So if you're more relaxed and calm, he will understand being relaxed and calm. At the end of the day, all the dog wants is feeding, drinking, go out and play, go out for a poop and whatever he needs to do, have a bit of a playtime, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, what you're saying is basically like having a baby, right? So if you're stressed, the baby's going to be stressed and it's not going to settle.
Yeah. But the thing is, people don't realise that when they have a pet. Not a lot of people are aware that the pet is picking up on every single thing. You know, so when he is being like, it's just pay attention to everything that they're doing, even the bad behavior bits. But it's just like, Ollie, stop. And once he's got that, it's like, okay, he's acknowledged me. Thank you, Ollie. And finish it off. You've got to speak to him. You know, it's all about words, and people still don't get it, do they? The words and how you say things means so much more than... The dog knows when you're going to be aggressive. The dog picks up on your energy before he picks up on your words.
Yeah, they can almost sense it coming, can't they?
Oh, yeah, and they sense smells, they sense everything. Yeah. 50 miles. They're 50 miles ahead of you, so you might as well just give up and just let it be.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, like, I mean, again, same with children up until, I think, the age of 7, but babies, particularly, like, if I've had... well, especially with Aaron, for like the first couple of years, the way I felt, he would pick up my energy. As soon as I went upstairs, he would wake up, because he would just pick it up. And so I would be almost reluctant to go upstairs. But until I started relaxing, the more I relaxed, the more he slept. So it definitely, there was like a mirror there that, but the awareness has to be there. We started doing a business coaching program, and one of the first things that we do teach is the awareness. And a lot of people will blame either their business is successful because of the pandemic, or it's not. And you know, if things go back to normal, then you know, my business is going to be fine. But that's not the case, right? So bring about awareness of actually what is holding you back right now. And it's going to be same for having a dog. If you want a dog to be settled and be part of the family and to bond with it, you need to really create awareness to how you're actually feeling about having somebody else in your space and having to...
It's like they say with babies, though. They always say, when I can remember when my eldest didn't speak for quite a while. I mean, there's such a big stigma about how old they have to be before they talk. And I always got acknowledged that I never spoke to him like a baby. I never had that baby language with him. It was always, I spoke to him as me being an adult. Mm. That was it, end of. You want to wee? Sorry, it's not me.
Talking to myself. I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah. No, but because, again, I'm being mindful because the dog's going to the door and I'm just saying, but he was just being nosy. But it's that thing, isn't it? If you want something in life, you've got to make it part of you and not just ignore it and just think, oh, you know, this is what he wants. Or don't second guess. It's okay. Yeah. I've lost myself where I was with that. But Shane, yeah, he spoke at a different, no, sit down. Good boy, Ollie. Don't want you jumping about, not while I'm on the phone. Okay, right. So, yeah, and this is totally, and you must notice that because we've had sessions and I've not been able to sit, I've not been able to relax, I've not been able to, whereas at the minute I'm just petting him. He's sniffing around the table. He knows it's something he doesn't normally do, but it's okay.
Yeah, the whole giving love was something like that really threw me when my next door neighbor was like, oh, do you not love it? And I hadn't even, like I said, hadn't even crossed my mind that that's something that you would do. I don't know why. And then you see other people that they get really upset about their dogs dying. Again, I was like, it's a dog. Like, I genuinely didn't understand. But then you have to be ready for it. And that for me was a sign that I wasn't ready or truly understood what the meaning of having a dog was. And so I guess if there's anyone listening who is considering it, that they haven't even thought of these points about how they're going to see the dog fitting into their family, maybe they should run it through their mind a bit more so that, because that your Ollie was, the family that had originally bought the pup didn't want him. So
it looks like I think he's been passed from one place to another, and I think we're the third home.
Wow.
But I'm unsure. He's very independent. He's not in that loving kind of energy. Well, he's got brilliant energy, but we've noticed it's got to be on his terms. Everything's got to be on his terms.
Well, that's because he's been rejected so many times.
Yeah. So, and he's just like us, to be fair, because we all know what it's like. So it's, again, being mindful. Number one, why is it you want a dog? Number two, are you ready to have a dog?
Having a dog has, I guess, opened our eyes as to what it means to your, I guess, mental health, your well-being in different ways. So obviously a lot of people see it as a good thing, but then it can be a bad thing as well if you're not ready. So,
yeah. And we're doing it for mental well-being, a lot of people, because they know it's good to pet dogs.
Yeah.
But after the 2-week honeymoon period, think about it. We all have honeymoon periods in whatever thing we're doing.
Yeah, it's not just for life. Yeah. It's not just for Christmas. That's not.
Yeah. But if you wouldn't do it to a baby, don't do it to a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Honestly, it's the same concept, really.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, thanks, Susie, and I'll speak to you all guys later. Bye.
Bye.